Good evening. My name is Shelby Howell, and tonight we've brought in Miss Eden Miller to discuss some things going on in the beef industry. Eden, can you give us a little bit of information about yourself?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me and inviting me to talk about this. We all are very passionate about what we do in the cattle and beef industry, so we always love to talk about it to everybody. To give you a little background about myself, I am a fifth generation of six generations of an agricultural land development company and land use company. So we have operations in produce and citrus, in real estate, in commercial development, and also in cattle. And so we have a cow-calf operation, a couple locations in Florida. We really enjoy what we do, and even though cattle is a smaller part of what we do in our overall business, it's been a part of our heritage, and we love the land that we get to produce these cattle on and everything in between.
So obviously the beef and meat industries in general are a big issue right now, and there's a lot of hot topics going on. So can you give me some things that you personally are working on or interested or concerned about in the beef industry right now that we need to be talking about?
I would definitely say that a topic that we are focused on in the beef industry right now is that of lab cultured or lab produced meat. So you hear about these Beyond Burgers or the Impossible Burgers, and they are not anything close to a burger. They have many, many ingredients in them versus the one ingredient that is in an actual beef burger. And we are just focusing on putting our positive message out there about what we do in the beef cattle industry, and how we are creating a sustainable and wholesome product for consumers that comes straight from the animal. And we're here for the long haul, and we are just here to tell consumers our message and not put anybody else down, but tell them the truth about what they are purchasing in stores.
So it seems like you guys are focusing a lot on talking to consumers and marketing your products and things like that. And the markets have changed clearly because the cattle industry is very old and has been around in America for hundreds of years. So what are you doing today versus how they used to market these products?
So I would say, first of all, we have a lot better safety guidelines and regulations through the USDA and FDA that they didn't have even 100 years ago. Our products that we are putting out today are wholesome, sustainable beef products, and the regulations we go through on our side of the production process, being the ranching side of it, we have things called BMPs, best management practices, and we employ these practices on our ranches so we can ensure that the products that we are putting out are the safest and most wholesome. And we do this because we wouldn't want to feed your family anything that we wouldn't feed our own.
That's great. How are you personally working to combat these issues in the beef industry?
So I currently am actually serving in multiple capacities in the beef industry. I am the Florida Cattle Women's social media representative, so I interface with consumers on that level. I also am a member of the Florida Cattle Women, Florida Cattlemen, and the American National Cattle Women, where in ANCW, I serve on their board as their collegiate representative. I also am involved in collegiate clubs and such, where we are going out and interacting with consumers through industry events and such, just putting our story out there and really sharing our heritage and how that's brought the industry to where it is today, and just telling people why we are so passionate about the products that we produce.
Well, it sounds like you guys are doing some really good work in the beef industry, and it seems like things are going to look up for the industry in the next few years. So I appreciate you coming out here to talk about it. Thank you for coming.
We appreciate your support for sure. Thank you.
Great.